28.2. EDG 01250120260758, audio. Several scenarios are on the table for the SAS. All of these scenarios work easily on Earth, but in space, it's exactly the opposite. This is especially true with a station that can operate in gravity mode. For the SSV, it will be possible to reverse the station's rotation. Why? Perhaps to reduce the Coriolis effect on the astronauts. Here, I want to briefly discuss insulation. Solid or in the process of becoming solid, insulation in a sandwich construction offers a high strength-to-weight ratio. Nothing new there. Here, I'm thinking about contaminating the insulation with metallic particles. Even if the radiation suppression isn't 100%, I believe we need to approach the subject this way. In this station, there will be a lot of radiation, and a process aimed at standardizing guidelines for insulation must be undertaken now. I believe it's possible to do this. Will the loss of insulation due to the insertion of metallic particles compensate for the gain in radiation suppression? I cannot answer this question, however, others can. The advantage of the SSV is its size. Building it with non-critical safety percentages will be a plus. Note that this does not mean eliminating radiation shielding. In my opinion, it could be a sufficiently important construction element to warrant further development. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This January 25, 2026.